The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Welcome, everybody, to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols, and I'm super excited about our topic this week. We're going to be doing a slightly different topic, different conversation, talking about what your mama never told you about relationships. And we have a really awesome guest here today, Kalpana Raghuraman, who is a performer, a dancer, a choreographer, a mentor. She's an access consciousness facilitator. She's a joy of business facilitator. She has a phenomenal relationship, a very different out-of-the-box relationship, and just travels all over the world creating change and an invitation to lots of different possibilities in every area of life. And I'm super excited to have her here today, and I just wonder where we're going to go. So welcome, Kalpana.
Thank you, Heather, and thank you for inviting me for this call.
Yeah. So tell us, I'd love for people to know a little bit about your story of your relationship and how it's evolved, and just give us some of the details.
Thank you for the beautiful explanation about me. And I do have an out-of-the-box relationship. I am. I met my now husband about 10 years ago, actually. I'm getting old. And he's also a performer and a dancer and a choreographer. And I always had the point of view, oh, my God, I will never be with an artist because that would be like double drama. So I'm not going there. And then I met him. And he is nothing but space and ease and fun and open. So we met each other and we started to date, and he had, like, our relationship was one where we were traveling from the very beginning, so we were used to not seeing each other a lot. And when we did see each other, as we do now, it's just one of, oh yeah, I know you. There's no moment that we need to remember or to feel comfortable again. There's just we're together, and it's just like, yeah, hey. And basically, we have found a way of where we really support each other in whatever we are creating, be it a dance performance, be it a, you know, class, be it a tour, and also finding time to be together physically and having a lot of fun. So how does it get any better? And you know, one thing is, when we were together for a while, I'm Indian and he's from West Africa, so the combination is also rare. And my mom was like, oh, you know, what are you guys going to do? Maybe it's just a crush, da-da-da-da. And then we kind of just decided to get married. There was never this romantic moment. And we're basically really not very much into those kind of formal things. But it just seemed really fun to get married and have a celebration of our love and allow for our families and those worlds to meet, which was great. We had three weddings.
I love it.
These are two people who never wanted to get married. So everybody was like, is she pregnant? Are you pregnant? Like, no, I just want to marry. I love this guy and he's awesome. But we had a wedding in Europe, in Belgium, where we live. We had a meeting in, we had a wedding in Burkina Faso, and we also had an Indian wedding in Brussels. So it was really a joyful celebration of our love and life. And it has been a great adventure up to now.
Oh, that's gorgeous. I love that. I love that you had three weddings for people who were never going to get married. And that's awesome.
We're going to go hardcore.
Yeah, you're like, let's do this right. Let's just do it. Let's do it up. Right. Yeah. That is so awesome. Wow. So I'm just curious, like, what have you, and it might be with your husband, like, well, okay, let me ask you this. Was it super, super easy the entire time? Like, did you get together and it was just like, yeah, we travel, this is it. Like, or did you guys ever have, did you have any like growing pains or like needing to work things out or adjust or let go of everything your mom did tell you about relationships?
Like, everything my mom told me, I forgot when I met this man.
You know? Oh, I love it. He wiped out your brain, huh? That's the end of a really good relationship.
Loaded all that, and it was kind of what you said. It was kind of because I used to really be somebody who had a very limited definition or idea about what relationship could be. So if somebody would be like, "I'm going to live together" or "I'm going to get married," I'd be like, "Oh, I'm sorry, you know, why would you do that?" That would be my like internal, you know, response. And then when I met Serge, it was just like we were together. We were actually, we had a creation together where he was kind of my helping me out directing, and I was like, well, this is going to be the test, because we were staying in the same apartment and working together, and it was so easy, and it was like we'd always done this and there was no big thing, and it was just total ease, and it just gave me information, with somebody like who's so much space and somebody who's so present, it can actually be really fun. And it's been a lot of fun, and for sure I won't say it's only easy. But I wouldn't say growing pains. It's really when there are moments when we don't see each other for weeks and weeks, and then he works a lot in Africa, and then I'm on the other side, and the time difference, and then, you know, 20 minutes of your call is like, hello, hello, do you hear me? Hello, hello, baby, hello, baby, can you hear me? You know, kind of a thing where you're just like, wow, I just want to see you. But that is more of a, oh, I miss you, but not a growing pain or a problem in terms of finding a way to be together. It's just always been just the space that opens up when we're together.
That is so cool. Wow. And I just want to, because I know that I imagine that people listening are at varying, you know, different places and spaces with ease or not so ease with relationships. And one of the things I want to invite people to do as you're listening here is actually to really receive the energy of that and just tap into the space that is. Because sometimes it's not even about like, I have to do this, or I have to change this, or I have to, it's more like, oh, there's this, like, what energy are you perceiving that the kaupana is being, and we are expanding with this conversation, and what would it be like to just invite that into your world if you're looking for more ease with relationships and actually just be more of that? And everything that doesn't allow that times a godzillion, we destroy it, uncreate it.
Yeah.
Right. Wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck pod shorts, boys and beyonds. Yeah. And so what would you say? So for people, because I would imagine like there are people that are like, yes, that, and people that are like, I'll never have that. I could never have that. Mm-hmm. So what would you, do you have some like questions to give people or like tools or, if they would love to have just that, like, because I know for me, I have a phenomenal relationship as well that is also a lot of space and a lot of ease, and it's just this like, I was actually last night, we had this amazing conversation that was not even like, it was a little challenging, but it was gorgeous and beautiful and expansive, and it was, I was just like, wow, like this is actually something that doesn't exist in, you know, like in the world. And what would it be like to actually give people, for people to have more of an awareness of what's actually possible? So what can you share, just pragmatic tips, tools, et cetera, for people to start creating more of that in their lives if they would like to?
Yeah, and I love what you just spoke about and about how, you know, it seems so impossible, and well, I would say we are kind of living it, so it is possible.
Yes.
And I would say really, like, I love the title of this call because it's really like, it's exactly what we don't hear and we haven't seen, that is actually the space that you can create for your relationship.
Yeah.
Like those things that you weren't told about how it's supposed to be and those things that you cannot see that are actually like a potent space. And for me with Serge, it's really like one big thing that I would just like to speak about is no form, no structure, no significance. If there is anybody who lives that is him. And it's really shown me how much I even unconsciously had that before I met him, and it's been evaporating, you know. I remember he's not into birthdays and presents and holidays and, you know, like this thing that you then do. Like he never proposed to me, you know. It was more like, baby, maybe we should get married. Oh yeah, maybe we should. It'd be cool, you know. It was like,
that's so cool.
And I remember the birthday I had before our wedding, which was before our marriage, was just a few weeks before. And I woke up and there was no present. And I'm like, oh, he's going to give it to me later. And then he's like, let's go for dinner. I'm like, oh, now he's going to give me the present. And he didn't. And then at a certain moment, I felt so stupid. And I was like, baby, I feel really stupid, but I've been waiting for a present. And then he was like, but honey, I'm going to marry you like in 2 weeks. Isn't like mom? And I was like, oh my God. It was just such a story that I needed this present. But he was kind of, what are you talking about? And it's really like, where do you make things important that if you really look at it, it's like, well, do I need, is that the proof that he loves me or that he remembers me or thinks about me?
Right.
No. So it's really, really allowing yourself to be present where you go, which is actually nothing to do with the relationship or with the person you're with, but has everything to do with what you've learned about how it should be and, you know, the significance of what that and how that's supposed to look like.
Wow, that's awesome. Wow, yeah, I actually, that story, I love that you brought that story up, because I actually have a story that's different, like similar topic, different outcome or whatever.
Different
where, because my guy, Brian, is not, he hasn't been, like, for him, it's also been sort of like, yeah, whatever, birthdays, gifts, Christmas, whatever, you know. And for the longest time, I was like, yeah, it doesn't actually really matter. And it's, you know, and I actually realized recently that it is actually really fun for me to receive gifts and to give gifts and to, like, to actually just have that, like, you know, just that fun little way to acknowledge people and to receive, and totally not significant, not like, but just this like, well, that's actually fun for me. And I haven't been acknowledging that because we've just been like, yeah, whatever, it's fine. We don't need to do that. And we had this amazing conversation right before my birthday last year where I was able to actually let him know that was actually fun for me. And it wasn't about making anything wrong or going, hey, you know, you should be giving me presents or I expect presents, you know. But it was like, hey, just so you know, it's really fun for me to receive gifts. And it's actually, and I even was like, it's really fun for me to receive jewelry. And like, I sort of was like, we just had this whole conversation over the course of a few days of like, hey, like, what if you could actually contribute to me and I could contribute to you based on like, or where, like based on what we both love and what's fun for us. And cause for him, he's like jewelry, whatever, you know? And I'm like, and he loves, like, he has like a gun collection. And for me, I'm like, guns, no, you know, but it was just this like honoring of like, hey, I would, according to my points of view, I'd never buy you a gun, you know, but if that was a really fun thing for you to receive, like, huh, you know, and it's like, according to your points of view, you'd never buy me jewelry, but just so you know, that's actually a really fun thing for me to receive. And it was so cool because we just like opened up this space of like, oh, like where he just was like, wow, we both just sort of went like, what if we did actually really let go of our points of view about what is, what's valuable, what's not valuable, what should be. Because the thing about, you know, if you want to even just look at gifts, it's like, it's so amazing to give people gifts that if you look into their world and look at what they would love to receive, like that's such an incredible way to gift people. And so it was just so cool, because then on my birthday, he totally surprised me with this gift of jewelry. And it was like this, and it was so fun for him because he actually got that it was
the joy
of what it created for me, even though it really had no significance to him. And I bring that up not because it's correct to give gifts or not, it's not about that, but it's like that space of being willing to ask for what is fun for you and actually really let go of the points of view that, you know, it has to be a certain way, or the, like even just relating to each other from, you know, how you like, sort of how you, it's that whole like, how would you like to be treated? It's like, no, how would that other person like to be treated? And it's a really different way of being in relationship and contributing to each other that really does require you to go beyond your points of view.
I love the story. And I would say after the break, I would love to continue because my story doesn't finish either. And it's great what you say, because it's so much about what is true for you. You know, like it's actually true for you that you enjoy gifts and enjoy that moment of sharing and receiving. And it's, if you don't make the other point of view something you have to fight or agree with, you can have much more ease with what is true for you. And then that person can have more fun with your, what's true for you, you know?
Yes, totally.
Right or wrong. It's just like, oh my God, but she loves that. Of course I'll do that. You know, like,
yeah.
She loves fish. Of course I'm going to go buy fish. Like, why not? So it becomes a whole different way of dealing with what's true for everybody and being open to that.
Yeah, and like to me, that's a true space of contribution. And so, yes. Oh, my goodness. More. So we're going to take our first break. Yeah. And I can't wait to see where we go next. This is Heather Nichols here with Kalpana Raghuraman. And we're talking about, well, everything that we have been talking about. And be back in a moment for more.
Bye.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
Hey guys. Psst, over here. Get this. Gary Douglas, the man, the myth, the legend, has a new class. It's a 2-day class that he's offering his own very self, and it's called Out of the Box. This class is 2 days long. It's happening on February 4th and 5th in San Diego, California, America, Earth, and March 4th and 5th in Munich, Germany, same planet. What's going to happen in this class? Gary's going to give us all the tools we need to break out of the limitations of our tiny little boxed-in realities. You ever feel like you're trapped and stifled and stuck and you can't quite put your finger on what it is or why it's happening? That's what this class is there to do. Break all those limitations apart so you can fly right on out of that box, just like those little puffy white peanuts do whenever you order like your supplements on the internet, and then they come and then you got peanuts all over your floor. But this will be a lot more fun. Where do you find out about it? www.garymdouglas.com/out of the box.
Take us on the go. It's even easier now. The Voice America Talk Radio Network has launched our mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market to download the app powered by Aircast. It's free and no registration is necessary. In minutes, you could be enjoying your favorite Voice America Talk Radio host, no matter where you are, in the car, out and about, while traveling, or anytime you can't be close to your computer. Catch up on the archives you've missed or discover new shows on the spot. Search Voice America at your favorite app store.
You need to live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Our listeners have told us that they want to be motivated, hear about success stories, and positive encouragement around the clock. And we've responded to you. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's here at VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Creating Beyond Reality Radio, and this is Heather Nichols here this week with Kalpana Raghuraman, talking about so much yumminess around relationships and doing relationships in a really different way, beyond what your mom might have told you or the world might have told you. And that was such a cliffhanger. We were both like, more, let's go, more. Before the break, around contribution, actually, and which is really a space of the simultaneity of gifting and receiving, which you really do get to have in relationships when you go beyond your points of view and their points of view and anybody being right or wrong or correct or anything being right or wrong or correct, and into the joy of what you can actually be and contribute to each other. So, Kalpana, I know you had so much more that you wanted to say. So go for it.
Actually a little bit more about the whole story about the gifts and the non-significance, which we spoke about. And the interesting thing is, like, I got aware about how I was making something significant and I let it go. And I really love to give gifts. And I think you know that one. It's like just the joy of finding something and then surprising them. And so I just didn't change that because that's fun for me. And what occurred is that Sarah started to see how much fun it is to act, because he was not ever really receiving much gifts. So suddenly he had this girlfriend who was like doing all this crazy stuff and like buying him all these small things once in a while. And he got really excited. And it actually opened up a world of contribution to him where he started to look for presents for me. Fun, because I wasn't doing it hoping that he will do it too. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking, I can't help myself. I see something and I think of him and I go, oh my God, I have to get him this. And it was such a opening of contribution in his world, where I just did it from what I was aware of that I thought was fun, not from convincing. Wow. And that's a whole different space. And now he actually sometimes often does give me a birthday present, but then he really actually does it from the space of choice. And yeah, then he's like, I know you don't need anything, but I saw this and I think you love it, you know? And it's like, it's so yummy. Yeah. And if I had gone into any of the, you know, agreeing with him or going against it, I would have really limited what was possible, because his world changed by what I showed him was possible as well. Mm-hmm. Just kind of what you were talking about, Heather, with the gifts with your man, you know? So
yeah. And it's an invitation, really. It's like, I love that we have these, like, we didn't plan this. Like, you know, we totally have this, like, similar story, you know. And it's like, it's being an invitation. And so I love that you're like, oh, I just started doing it and being it, and that invited him. And for me, it was like, oh, we had a conversation. And it wasn't even like, oh, I'm demanding that you give me gifts. It was just like, hey, just so you have this information, like, it's fun for me, you know? And he went, oh, okay, cool. Cause I was also like, I know you like to contribute to me, and this is actually a really fun area for me to receive, you know? Yeah. And sometimes people just don't have the information. And so it's like, what would it be like in all relationships? Like, whether you know it's a romantic quote unquote relationship or a work relationship or anything, of just really letting go of our own points of view and getting, like, looking at the space that other people function from. Gary Douglas has contributed so much to me in this area of just looking at, where do people function from? Mm-hmm. What are the points of view that people function from? Mm-hmm. And I think before I found Access, I would have, there was like a rightness and a wrongness in my world around that. Like, oh, well, you're functioning from limitation, so you shouldn't do that, you know? Yeah. Which, and, you know, there's a whole world out there of relationship stuff. And I was a therapist and I did all the, like, you know, there's the nonviolent communication and there's all these different, like, modalities, you know, that actually are more about confrontation. And they wouldn't necessarily say that, but there is an energy to me, there is an energy of like confrontation of like, hey, like, these are my needs and I have to defend for my needs and I have to like push them into your world and, you know, and like, and getting people to like buy in. And it's like, what if there was no rightness and no wrongness and you could actually have awareness of people's points of view as a space that expanded the possibilities in relationships, not who's right, who's wrong, but just like, hey, where does somebody function from? And if I actually consider that with how I be with them and actually really look at each relationship as so different and unique based on the two people that are involved, it's like such a different world. So much more space and ease.
totally. And I mean, what I also get is, you know, those moments, like, for example, that it's not working or you're like, hey, you know, push down your barriers. I mean, for me, that's like one of the greatest tools from Access, where you just push down your barriers and you just do that from that space of like, hey, baby, this is actually not fun for me, or I would love this, or, and not from a rightness or a wrongness. And I have seen, really, we've had moments where I saw that when I was doing that and choosing to be that, everything was possible and everything changed. And this is for me one of the key things in my relationship with Serge, that if something isn't working and I remain space and I'm vulnerable and I push my barriers down, if they're up, if I'm contracting, I expand if it's required, you know, all that. And then I go, hey, you know, this is going on. But when I go into intensity of like, and this is not right, this is not working, and confrontation, as you say, the only thing I can give him is that he has to defend himself.
Yeah.
And it's been really wonderful for me. And this is one of the big tips I would say, like, if something isn't working for you, like, really, they cannot look into our heads. Like, it's like always a joke, like, oh, girls always think that men can look into their heads. We do often think that they can, because we often can and they don't. Well, I know what he's thinking. Why can't he know what I'm thinking? Well,
I know.
They don't necessarily take the trouble, or they just don't. And just really putting it out on the table from like, hey, this is up and this isn't working, is really allowing for something to change. And, you know, to give an example, just the last few weeks, I mean, between September and December, like 14 or 15 weeks, I saw him for 5 days. Which was crazy. And there's been a lot of things changing in our worlds with our businesses and all kinds of stuff. And then the other day I was saying, hey, babe, you know, I realized that we suddenly become really functional in our conversations. And, you know, I miss our sweet moments where we just send a message, or, I mean, also just like the space where that we usually have is not always that available. And he's like, oh my God, so good you say that. Like, we should be more aware of it. And that was all.
Yeah.
You know, it was just that. Like, I said, hey, you know, I noticed this. And I mean, he's great because he's willing to listen. But I also didn't say it as an attack. Like, you should change it. But I was like, you know, because you're all creation. And all that. And speaking as like, hey, what do you think? And I feel that we are doing this. It's a whole different conversation than, you never call me to whatever, or you're only talking about work, or, you know, because our conversations were very work-related because there was so much going on. And then I was like, God, I'm so tired of talking about work with you. Like, can we talk about, like, you know, what we're going to do with each other when we see each other or something?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And
that's awesome.
Just putting it out there from that space changed everything.
Yeah. That is so cool. That actually reminds me of something that I know you guys really be together, and that is such a cool invitation, is that when you're in, like, that a great relationship is where you, when you come together with somebody and you can create at least 10 times greater than what you could create alone. So I would love to just peek more into your world around that, or like expand that conversation for people. Cause I think that's the other piece that, you know, in this reality, it's like, there is such a space of like how things are supposed to be, and like relationship and marriage especially isn't actually a very creative energy in this reality, right? It's like, it's more of like, I mean, the only thing you really create according to this reality is children, and it's like the rest of it. And so to look at it from a space of like, wow, what if we actually really did, what if we really did create together? What could we create together based on like the energy that you be, like that your relationship be as a gift that you both bring? So yeah, say more about that.
Yeah, I mean, I would say both of us are really creative and creating people. And I remember in the beginning when I met him, he was already very active at his company and, you know, doing stuff. And then talking about like things that how they're supposed to be. I know a lot of people in his position whose girlfriend or wife are then their administrator or their manager. And I was like, well, and I'm not. I have my own two businesses. And I'm like, you know, so I used to in the beginning really be like, hey, are, you know, like, is this working for you? Because I'm really not doing all those things for you, you know, and I can't. Or it's like, would that, you know, do you not want somebody who actually is your manager? And he was like, no, like, I can hire a manager. I can't hire you. You're like, yeah. So he showed me how that was just a typical way of being in the art field, where often like the partner is taking care of the, you know, leading person, you know, and there's this kind of a hierarchy of who's creating and who's following or who is supporting that creation. And the really cool thing I would say with us is that we're both creating and we both have supporting each other in that. And that is very different in moments, you know. It can be that he has a performance and he shows me the video and I tell him something, or he comes to see my show, or he comes to see my rehearsal, or he helps me with the title of a piece, or there's a class and he's like, oh, I saw the class, but that image, you're like, why? I saw another image, you know, like there's so many ways where we can contribute, and we do that because we don't have a rule or a form about it. Yeah. And the biggest one is the energy of support and contribution that you know that person has your back, whatever you're creating.
Yeah,
which is a tremendous, it's a tremendous thing to have, and it's not always physical, but it is so much more than that.
Yeah,
and
it's like there's the energy, like the energetic space, mm-hmm. you know, that is. This, it's like, it's almost like you're, well, not even almost, it's like your relationship is a possibility in the world, you know, it is not just a possibility, but it is possibility, and there's so much space for creation, and even just creating a different reality with relationships, with marriage, with like, and being the invitation for other people. It's like, I know Brian and I will, we have this joke that we like rock the worlds of like waiters and waitresses all over the world. We have this, like, we just have a yummy energy when we're together, and you know, we go out to dinner, and there's just, it's like we've had so many people fun. That have waited on us, like fall in love with us, and you know, we're like sharing wine with them or whatever, and it's just this like generative, contributory, delicious energy that I think people really don't see. And I guess really, I know we're coming up on our second break, but maybe after the break we can talk more about this. What is actually, so if we look at like what did your mom not actually teach you or tell you about relationships, it's like, what do you actually know is possible? And what would it be like to really actually start to be that and choose as that and create that in the world? And it's a very chaotic conversation in a way. And yet,
yeah. And I would say also, it's also chaotic because You don't have to look at anybody else. You know, you don't follow your parents, you don't follow your friends. You actually just create at that moment, whatever that looks like. And that can be that you're actually seeing each other every day for weeks and you're doing all this stuff together, or you don't see each other or whatever. Like it's really an ongoing creation, which is different all the time.
Yes.
Which is just a different way of being in relationship, really. And what would it take
It's pragmatic, you know? I mean, it's like pragmatic. If you want to have a relationship that's actually going to work, it's like you have to be looking at these things. I mean, my point of view is like you have to be looking at these things and following the energy, because it just, like, if people are expected to show up not as they are or whatever, it doesn't work.
I would say recipe for disaster.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So more on that in a moment. We're going to go to our last break and we will be back in a moment.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Hey guys, psst, over here, get this. Gary Douglas, the man, the myth, the legend, has a new class. It's a 2-day class that he's offering his own very self, and it's called Out of the Box. This class is 2 days long. It's happening on February 4th and 5th in San Diego, California, America, Earth, and March 4th and 5th in Munich, Germany, same planet. What's going to happen in this class? Gary's going to give us all the tools we need to break out of the limitations of our tiny little boxed-in realities. You ever feel like you're trapped and stifled and stuck and you can't quite put your finger on what it is or why it's happening? That's what this class is there to do. Break all those limitations apart so you can fly right on out of that box, just like those little puffy white peanuts do whenever you order like your supplements on the internet, and then they come and then you got peanuts all over your floor. But this will be a lot more fun. Where do you find out about it? www.garymdouglas.com/out of the box.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN. The Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media.
Can you keep up?
Where can you listen to some of the world's top life coaches, ready to share success tips and entrepreneurial guidance? The Voice America Empowerment Channel will do just that. Hear about personal growth, building a better business, inspirational life stories, and personal branding. You'll find it every day at voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols here with Kalpana Raghuraman and talking about relationships and pragmatics and all kinds of amazing things. Before we dive into our last segment, I'd love for people to know, Kalpana, like where they can find you and if you have anything coming up that's fun and exciting that you want to invite people to.
Well, I live in Brussels, so I am touring a lot for classes and also for my performances. And you might be interested in an online call that I'm doing about relationships called The Ease of Relating on the 1st of March, which is about, more about this basically, and looking, going in, diving deeper into this topic. And otherwise, if you go to kalpanaraghuraman.com, you can find everything about me, just about.
Awesome. Yeah, and it'll be, there is actually, if you're listening on the Voice America website, there's a guest page where you can find her her website and all those yummy links and stuff. So, cool. So this pragmatics piece, this was actually really popping and just really looking at like what actually, well, God, there were just so many things we were talking about before the break. where do you want to go from here? Let me ask you that.
Yeah, I mean, it is this looking at if you don't look at what your mama told you. What is that you desire also, right? And the pragmatics of it for me is also really every time again, like I would say for me and for my husband, it works that what we're doing because that's what makes us happy. And I wouldn't want it any other way, even if there's moments that I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm so tired of Skype or Zoom or whatever. Sorry, I sweared.
Oh, that's okay. No problem.
I still wouldn't want it any other way because, and you know, Gary speaks about it. Like if you're in a relationship and you want it to work, you actually want to give the other person the space to do what they want to do and you do what you want to do and they give you that space. And this is really something that I would say is one of the things that make it work for us. And there's moments that, you know, it might be like, oh, fuck, you have to go there. Well, it's going to create more. So yeah, go for it. Or I'm going to try to come, you know, and make it fun. I'll just join you. And so being aware of what creates and knowing that this is what we both desire to do, and allowing that to really be the you know, let that be the bunny that you follow kind of a thing, versus well, you were away last time, so now it's my turn, and not going into kind of stories and rules, you know. And for me, that's really pragmatic. It's really, and it's also like, yeah, get like, you know, sync your calendars in your Google agenda or something, you know. Like we have to, because otherwise it's like, oh, I just reach and then the next morning he leaves. And sometimes it's that way, and sometimes when you know you catch an earlier flight, you know. So it's it's really pragmatic, but for me it's really very much about really being aware that you allow each other to do whatever that is. And if it's not working, talk about it. And you always find a way, you know. And for me, it's usually, it becomes even more fun because then he comes and visits me or I go with him or, you know, you make it work. But if you're willing to look at that, that's where you stick yourself and you stick the relationship.
Yep. It's so true. And I think that's really like, if we look at what your mama told you about relationships, it's there's such a fantasy and such a, I mean, it's actually a distractor implant from an access consciousness point of view of what relationships are, that is designed to distract you from your potency and from what you can actually create. And such a story out there that, you know, relationships can be this fantasy thing that we see in the world, or that we see, we don't even see in the world. We see, you know, people like trying really hard to create, but it never works. And we see it in the movies, and then in the movies, it looks like it actually works, but it doesn't really in real life, where it's this exclusion of what is actually true for people. And, you know, even talking about such a little thing as the gift giving, or, you know, or like you were talking about like your schedules and what you'd like to create in the world. You know, I also have a long distance relationship and it actually does really work. And we both have very full lives. We have children separately and we have businesses and it's like we've, you know, from this reality's point of view, that's not, I mean, every time I tell somebody that I have a long distance relationship, most people go, oh, that must be so hard.
Yeah.
But it's not, because we create it. We create it every day. And we create it based on what's true for each of us. And we make adjustments when it's required. And we both, you know, are willing to contribute to each other. And we get that actually, it's like, I get that if I ever asked him to be or do something that he doesn't want to be or do, or that he doesn't actually be, it would kill our relationship and vice versa, you know? And so we actually just had a conversation last night of like, just, it was like, hey, I just was aware of like, wow, I really actually do want more time with him. And it was like, and I went, wow, we've never really even like, we've always sort of assumed that we wouldn't get more, that we couldn't have more time, or, you know, it's like, or it's just worked so far and some things changed for me. And it was like, I just went, you know, I actually haven't ever, I mean, we've been together for more than 6 years and we have lots of conversations about everything. And it's not like there's something, there's things that we don't talk about, but we've never actually, like, I've never actually asked him if he desires that. Mm. And it was so cool to just go, hey, is this actually something that you desire? Because we're not actually really choosing it right now. And that's okay. And I actually do desire this. And if you don't, that would be really great information for me to have, you know, rather than like, we need to spend more time together. You know, it's just like, no, yeah. I actually get that this would be really yummy for me. Do you get that it would be yummy for you? And actually to have the willingness for him to come back and say no, you know, was, and it was that this intense space of vulnerability for me of like, hey, I actually adore you and I truly wish for you to have the life that you desire and that works for you, whether that includes me or not. And we, you know, even with a phenomenal relationship and like incredible intimacy and beauty that we be and create with each other, it's like I'm still like him having him and being him and creating the life that works for him is still like very, very, you know, it's like in a way like the most important thing in that, like I get that if I wanted anything other than that for him, it wouldn't work. And it's an edgy place to be sometimes. And, you know, I mean, the conversation we had last night was required a lot of courage on both of our parts, you know, to just go, hey, let's have a check-in here. Like, are we asking to sort of head in the same direction here? And even for him to go, wow, like, yeah, let me look at that, you know, and it's like, and not jump in and go, oh yes, of course, you know, because I know what you want me to say, you know, it's all of that. Yeah. And there's just this like greatness that continues to unfold no matter what, you know, no matter whether it's like, oh, we're together or we're not, or it's like, there's this space of like, you are a being unto yourself and like you have desires and things you'd like to create. And I truly desire that for you. And I desire that for me. And when we can come together and create from that space, it's phenomenal. And if that's not actually the case anymore, you know, let's, you know, and it wasn't like, oh, we're going to break up, but it was just like, hey, you know, where to from here? And is that actually like, do we desire the same thing? And, and to just always be, that's actually the space of true creation is,
Well, you're being the question there. Like, like, wait a minute, because it's not like, oh, like what you kind of get into this routine, you know, like, okay, we see every few months or every few weeks and then I come there or you go there. And then even in that chaos, there is some kind of a routine or a way to be. And then if your question is actually allowing that to constantly not be the same and with, hey, that's actually different now. Like I know Serge and I had this, the only rule we used to say in a relationship is that in the summer we spend 2 weeks together because it's never more than that. And the rest of the year, we just really want to be together for 2 weeks and just like go swimming and whatever. Right.
Yeah.
And there was a moment that his career really started to develop and mine too. And it just automatically just shifted into, it wasn't 2 weeks away to some other country, but it just was something else. And it was fine for 2 years. And now we were both like, hey, I missed those, you know, we're doing it, but in a different way. And I feel like doing that again. What do you think? And it's like, oh, yeah, let's block 2 weeks again. And it was so organic, basically.
Mm.
And this is what I think also is only possible if you stay in the question. It organically opened up into not being 2 weeks. And it was like, oh, well, why don't we just then do this and that? And it worked. And now I was like, hey, we haven't done that for 2 years. Let's do it again. And it's fun. And constantly being open for what is required. Because if it would be like really a rule, then it would be stifling for sure.
Mm-hmm. For
humanoid man, humanoid woman.
Well, and there's a level of presence with that too, of like, and creation of the future and for the future, where it's like, because that's part of what's shown up in my world lately is like, wow, I like, if I'm not actually like blocking time off on my calendar and like aware of what I am gonna like the time that Brian and I do want to be together, or that I would like to have alone time or whatever, it's like, it doesn't actually, like, you actually have to create it and choose it and put, you know, block the time off or whatever in order. Otherwise, like, it's sort of that whole thing of like, if you don't create yourself, the world will, you know, if you don't create your relationship, the world will, if you don't create your calendar, the world will, you know.
I totally agree. And I really think that is like, you know, don't wait, you know, there is just choose and create. Yeah. Because if you're waiting for something, and this is one of the many conversations we had, where often he was waiting for something, and then I'd be like, well, but what is it that you want? I'd be like, oh, actually, that's a different question, and then create from there. So yeah, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And it allows for so much more fun, you know? It allows for so much more fun and for so much more willingness for your relationship to actually transform all the time and not become something that you do.
Yeah.
Keeps it alive, you know?
Yeah, totally. And again, pragmatic, you know, because most people get actually bored, you know, and what do they say, like, you know, really, like most relationships have like a, I don't know what it is, like 7-year lifespan or something like that, you know? Yeah. And it's like, what if that actually, what if it could just keep getting greater based on your willingness to have total space and total freedom and honoring and allow like the elements of intimacy and just that, yeah, like the willingness to be present and to be creating all the time based on what's true for you, what's fun for you, what is going to create more, what's going to contribute more, what's going to expand more. And you just never know what that's going to be.
And I would say the willingness to indeed lose your partner is one of the greatest shifts that I had in our relationship, where, you know, there are moments that are, like you said, vulnerable or edgy or, you know, and then it was like, wow, well, you know, we had one conversation and he was like, you know, we were talking about honoring each other and, you know, functioning from that space. And I was a bit like, and if for some reason one of us is not in that space anymore, we shouldn't be in a relationship anymore. And I wouldn't want that either way. So it's like, if that shifts, then that's really just the way it is. And yeah, it would be pity. And well, who knows what else is possible? Yeah. Willingness, I did not have when I started with Access. And has really shifted for me, that I'm like, wow, me willing to lose him allows me to actually really be with him from this total space of gratitude and joy and receiving and contribution and possibilities, and allows him to also choose that, you know?
Huge. It really is huge. Otherwise, there's so much that you can't choose,
yeah,
and that you can't allow them the space to choose. And that is, I'm like, we need to do a part two now. Or just on that, you know, like the willingness to lose. It's a huge one. It's a huge one in every area of life,
I would say. Yeah, totally. But it allows you to actually enjoy more what you have, really.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Wow. Well, what an amazing conversation. Thank you so much for everything that you've brought here today and just the space that you be and what you guys are creating in the world. I'm really grateful. The world needs a lot more of yummy relationships that actually work, that create more, that are generative.
Mm-hmm. Right back at you.
Thank you. Yeah. And I wonder what we can all create from here that is totally beyond what we've ever imagined before. So thanks everybody for listening. Thanks Kalpana for being here, and we will be back with more next week.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.